From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
A controversial sports star dies, fears Iran is planning a significant attack, and we find out which singer turned down $9 million for a private show. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Friday, the 12th of April. All right, let's start in the US. O.J. Simpson has died aged 76 after a battle with cancer. In 1995, the ex-NFL star was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife and her friend in what was dubbed the trial of the century. Even though he was acquitted, he was later found liable for their deaths in a civil suit and ordered to pay more than $30 million to the victims' families. Then in 2008, O.J. was sentenced to nearly 9 years in prison for a bungled armed robbery and was released in 2017. He died surrounded by his children and grandchildren. In other news, there are fears Iran is about to launch a major strike on Israel. Tehran is looking for revenge over a strike in Syria earlier this month that killed two Iranian generals. The US has warned Iran not to go through with the attack, pledging ironclad support for Israel. Here's a White House spokesperson.
We communicated to Iran that the U.S. had no involvement in the strike, as I just mentioned, that happened in Damascus. And we warn Iran not to use this attack as a pretext to escalate further in the region or attack U.S. facilities or personnel. I'm going to be super mindful not to speak beyond that from here or elaborate further.
Moving on, there are calls for Mark Zuckerberg's Meta to help crack down on drug deals. A new study has revealed that 70% of Aussie drug users use social media apps such as Meta's WhatsApp to buy illicit substances. Experts say Meta could be doing more to prevent its platforms from being used for drugs. To celebrity news now, rapper French Montana has claimed that Taylor Swift turned down $9 million to perform a private show. How does he know? Well, because he claims he was asked to perform during the same gig.
And they had a show offer for me and Taylor, her 9 million, me 1 million.
This was where, in Dubai somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere in
that area?
Emirates, yeah.
That audio from Vlad TV. And actress Hannah Waddingham has opened up about a particularly grueling and shocking stunt she had to perform on Game of Thrones. Here she is chatting to Stephen Colbert.
Thrones gave me something I wasn't expecting from it, and that is chronic claustrophobia. Because I had 10 hours of being actually waterboarded. Like, actually waterboarded.
What? That sounds awful, doesn't it? We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley, and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers, and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body, and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like, sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, and in the AFL, Brisbane beat Melbourne by 22 points last night, but it was an ugly on-field incident that had everyone talking. You might remember a few years ago, Melbourne player Harry Petty broke down in tears after being sledged by a Lions player, with the sledge believed to be regarding a personal matter. Well, last night, Brisbane player Noah Answorth twisted the knife again, doing a crybaby face at Petty after he missed a shot at goal.
Have a look at this. Is this Answorth with the history that's gone on between these guys saying to Petty,
"Are you crying? That was it.
Are you a crybaby?"
Yep, no, that was the big incident a couple of years ago that wasn't resolved till after the match.
Gee, players don't forget, no. Do they?
That audio from Fox Footy. And in the NRL, the Roosters beat the Knights last night 22-20. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.